Hey Joe, how are you?
Hey Zach, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I just gave everything and signed all the paperwork at the attorney's office, so they go overnight it to you. Got one last question for you, buddy. My tenant has moved out, but he said that the lady at your office told him, and it, just like you told me about the garage, anything they didn't want, whatever it was, trash, anything, just leave it in the house and you all would take care of it. Was that correct?
Take it if you want, leave it if you don't.
Good, very good. I just wanted to make sure, because I was going to. And listen, I'm sorry. I hate it about the key. I wish I could give it to you because it doesn't matter to me. But you know,
I'm misunderstanding what you're saying. Can you kind of repeat?
You know about the key.
Honestly, I'm so busy. Don't even worry about it. It's not even a big deal. Honestly, if anything,
okay.
You're just doing me a favor. But I, you know. It doesn't matter. So I'm not even thinking about that anymore, man. It
okay,
is no problem.
Good.
You've been excellent to work with. You've done exactly what you said you were going to do. And I, you know, in this industry, I work with about maybe 20% of people who say what they're going to do. So, you know, your word has been valuable enough. I would love to work with you in the future in anything that you ever do.
Well, Zach, I tell you what, you will be the first person I call, and that's the promise.
Well, I know I can take your word for it, that's for sure.
Okay, well, listen, and same with you. You have done everything, and I greatly appreciate it. If I had known you better, we wouldn't have had to go through what we did. But anyway, that's water over the dam, and I thank you very much.
Hey, man.
And I will.
Future.
Okay.
I think you understand. We probably don't have to even get your attorney involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think I know you well enough now because you handled it like you said. And so anything in the future, we'll do it as is.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Where do you live?
I live at 4001 Cutshaw Avenue, but that house belongs to my fiance. But somewhere along the line, you know, we most likely will be downsizing. So I will have her to give you a call. That's a big house that sits on 4001 Cutshaw.
Well, I'm telling you, you said 4001 Cutshaw?
Yeah, 4001, but please make sure y'all don't call her, because she is...
Oh, gosh, no. Come on.
If
I'm not mistaken, I want to say it's a brick house. I think I know what one you're talking about. It's not on the corner, but it's the second house, I believe.
No, it is the corner house.
Okay, it is the corner house. Okay, and you got... There's a parking lot off Lafayette, I think, nearby.
It used to be, but now I tell you what, it's on the corner of Cutshaw and Lafayette.
I know exactly where you're at. You got the apartment complex right to the left of you.
Yes, exactly. You got it.
Well, I know the area, man. Well, that's why when you called about the other house, or when, you know, we heard from you from the other house, I said, man, I've seen this house. I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah, it's a good old house, and it's got a few little problems, but when we moved in it, they've had it since '88. When we moved in it, we spent about $100,000. But we spent about 20 of that we should not have done. We kind of got rooked with this guy, but he's no longer, he passed away. But He just he made a lot. Put like this, he made a lot of money on us.
Sure. Well,
but it still needs to update.
If you know anyone that is looking to sell their house, if you have friends, you know, I also do mortgage relief, so people that are behind on their mortgage.
Okay.
I do a handful of stuff. I mean, you know, I'm the solution specialist, so I specialize in financing, development of real estate, and basically just I'm a finance guy. So
okay.
And obviously, you know, I don't mind tenants. I don't mind, you know, I buy houses with tenants in them. I buy houses that are, you know, that basically need to be torn down. I buy land, you know, I buy everything. I'm buying two houses.
Okay.
I'm buying two houses right now that are, one of them is in Chesterfield. It's a $500,000 house and not too far from yours. Well, I guess, yeah, yours for now, but, and we bought that one, basically, you know, we gave him exactly what he wanted. He didn't want to work with a real estate agent. And we gave him exactly what he wanted as is. It's a rental, it's a tenant occupied, and we're allowing the tenant to stay there for 5 years until her house gets rebuilt. And because the guy accidentally became a landlord, so he didn't need to sell it. He didn't even mean to become a landlord, but we're buying it on a seller finance deal, and basically we're giving them, you know, a certain amount per month and taking care of the mortgage, giving them a down payment, and then cashing them out in 5 years. So, you know, I do, you know, I'll buy a house retail value or even a little bit more if, you know, they're flexible with, you know, how we, you know, a buying option.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
I appreciate the information you shared with me, and I definitely will, I've got some friends that I know of that I will try to get them your way when they get ready.
Hey, man.
And like I said, when we're ready, I'll let you know.
Okay. And I'm going to shoot you a text so that way you got my personal number and, you know, you just leave me a message anytime. If you need anything, whether, even if it's not, you know, about selling your house or, you know, if you just need some maybe advice on, you know, anything in the future, I'd be more than willing to just have a conversation with you and kind of point you in the right direction.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, sir. Well, listen, if I have not talked to you soon, I hope to talk to you before long, and it has been nice working with you.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely, man. You're a good guy, man. I hope we can do something in the future. I just sent you a text. Say, if you don't mind, save my phone number.
I will.
And
he'll do.
Let's see if we can do something else in the future, man.
We'll do, Zach. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thank you, man. I really appreciate you. Okay.
You have a good day, sir.
You
yes,
too.
Sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.